We're joined by Joshua Lamell. He's a copyright law expert, executive director of the Recreate Coalition. And you can find him on Twitter at JLAMEL. And Mr. Lamell, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
Okay, pretty good. We'll cut right to it. Is there anything these bands can do legally to stop politicians they don't like from using their music?
Well, under federal law, there's not much they can do. Chances are, and you never want to assume anything, but chances are that either the campaign or the venue has gotten a license to use an entire catalog of songs through what we call clearinghouse agencies. And these clearinghouse agencies will license all the songs they own, and Queen participates in one of these clearinghouse agencies. I'm not sure which one. And you assume that that the Trump campaign would have gotten a license from this clearinghouse agency to be able to do what's called a public performance of any of these songs, and they can use these songs, and the artists get paid, and there's not much they can do about it at that point.
Is it just the idea that that artists have control over over their music, but not over who gets to play it or who gets to listen to it?
That's part of the idea. I think, you know, the idea is more, if you want to think of it this way, imagine if everybody who wanted to use a song had to go directly to the artist to get a license to use that song. That would be a extremely complicated and cumbersome process, and would likely result in a lot of unauthorized uses and artists not getting paid for their music. And so we came up with this system a long time ago where you create these collection societies, and they kind of will just, you know, give these blanket licenses out so that artists can get paid and move forward with their careers.
So the artists are getting paid when these songs are used, but they would rather not because they're getting used by people that they don't support.
Exactly. And I think, you know, I would look at it if I were an artist. I am not a musician. I'm a huge music fan. But if I were an artist, I would look at it as an opportunity. I think, you know, we're at a time in history where a song like We Are the Champions has a very profound meaning around Freddie Mercury and the band Queen's sexual identity and how they and sexual preference. And it is really a anthem for the gay community. And when that song came out a long time ago, we had a very, very different view towards gay rights than we do today. And I think a lot of people probably didn't even realize that that song was an anthem for the gay community. More people associated as, you know, with we just won a game in a sporting event, as opposed to, you know, this is really about gay rights and gay pride and going out and fighting for the gay community. So I think for Queen, it's an opportunity to talk about that and to talk about that in the context of the Republican Party's view of gay rights and the Democratic Party's view of gay rights. And in that regard, they can take the message of the song and turn this into a real opportunity to get that across.
Is that something you would advise for musicians in this situation? I mean, if they can't really stop politicians they disagree with from using their music, can they, you advise just turning it into a platform for causes they do believe in?
No, absolutely, and especially if it's tied to a song that's being used. I mean, you brought up my favorite example of all time, which is Ronald Reagan's use of the song Born in the USA during the 1984 campaign. I mean, Born in the USA, for those of your listeners that don't know, was a song that was written by Bruce Springsteen as a direct indictment, nonpartisan indictment of our government in general, but specifically the Reagan administration, the Carter administration's, for not doing the job that he thought they should do in reassimilating and taking care of our veterans coming home from Vietnam. And Born in the USA was a protest song. I mean, it is the very definition of a government protest song. And so Springsteen was just maddened by the fact that Ronald Reagan had misinterpreted it as a patriotic anthem as opposed to a protest song and using his campaign. But that also gave Bruce Springsteen, if he wanted to have taken it in 1984, a massive opportunity to advocate on behalf of to advocate on behalf of veterans and talk about his cause and go on. And we didn't have, you know, lots of outlets then. That was back in the day of, you know, our three broadcast news networks. So it was a little tougher then. But you know, in today's world, Springsteen could have used that and turned it into a whole campaign around veterans in the election.
Talking with Joshua Lamell, he's a copyright law expert, executive director of the Recreate Coalition. He's also a practice leader for the technology practice at the Washington, D.C. office of Hill and Knowlton. And also, I didn't realize this. Ivanka Trump was greeted the other night with the strains of Here Comes the Sun, which is, of course, a Beatles song written by and voiced by George Harrison. And apparently, George Harrison's estate had a bone to pick with them about that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and again, like, Here Comes the Sun, you have to get into what is the meeting and what the estate wants to do with it. And that gets a little trickier, too, because in this case, right, that gets into issues of the artist's view of a song and then how their family views the song later on and what they're, you know, and you always have to be careful when it comes to estate copyrights because, you know, sometimes estates will take a very different view and have, frankly, a more monetization view than the original artist who created the song. And so, you know, in this case, they clearly, you know, George Harrison's politics were pretty clear, and you can understand the estate is being true to those. But, you know, that cannot always be the case.
So if you're planning a party convention or an appearance by a candidate or a public figure at these, does it behoove you to check these things out ahead of time to make sure that the artists whose song you want to use approve of your candidate, or is it really not a problem?
You know, I think that depends. On the one hand, you know, having a conversation about this, like we're talking about Donald Trump right now, Donald Trump would see that as a good thing. And so in this case, I think having this conversation, the artist protesting him, I think from a PR perspective, it may not be a bad thing for him. He wants us talking about him. He wants us talking, you know, he likes the attention. It's been a strategy of his throughout this campaign. You compare that, you know, to in 1984 and Ronald Reagan. I mean, that had the potential. I think if Ronald Reagan had used Born in the USA in today's world, that could have been an extremely long-term negative conversation that occurred around his campaign. If there had been Twitter at the time, if there had been Facebook at the time, if there had been 24-hour cable news, Sirius XM, all the talk radio, that could have created an echo chamber that Ronald and forced the conversation around veterans, I think, would have embarrassed President Reagan. And frankly, hopefully led to some of our change in terms of how we treated our Vietnam veterans. So I think you have to be careful, especially if the song is actually criticizing you as opposed to a more general conversation. But, you know, for the most part, I would say use away. Just make sure you get that license.
All right. Joshua Lamell, thanks for talking with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. He's a copyright law expert, executive director of the Recreate Coalition, and he's on Twitter at J Lamell, J-L-A-M-E-L.